We continue with the Siddur snippets that are sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum and the Schus of Refuah Shleima for Adol Bas Al Tachaya. And we're up to Birchas HaTorah. We've concluded the bracha we say on the gift of the restoring of our neshama. And now we're up to the bracha that we recite, Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah are an incredibly special bracha. Unfortunately, people often neglect. When we say Birchas HaTorah, which we have the privilege of doing every single morning and every single day, people run through it, they say it while they're still running to shul, while they're still in the car, while they're still getting going. You see people when they get an aliyah, their Birchas HaTorah is long and kvetched out and with kavana. When the people are watching, Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaTorah. But the Birchas HaTorah, while we're in private, should be on the same level. Incredibly special bracha. The Gemara in Brachos describes Birchas HaTorah, the brachos that we recite, the threefold brachos that will explain Lasok b'divrei Sora v'harevna and Asher b'achar banu. The Gemara Brachos Dach Viral says Zui meula sheba brachos. This is the highest, the most admired, incredible bracha. Shulchan Aruch writes Birchas HaTorah tzarich li'izar b'ma'od. Birchas HaTorah is so special, we can't neglect it. Don't run through it. Don't race. Be present. Be mindful. Think about the words. Connect and tap into this bracha. Mishnah Berurah writes Yivarchena b'simcha gedola. A person should recite Birchas HaTorah not in the car, not while running into shul, not as an afterthought on the way into the chavrusa, not mumbled and you forget you ever said it, but should be besimcha gedola, says the Mishnah Berurah. A joy! What an incredible gift! Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us His manual. Everyone else He put in the world and He said, figure it out. Search for happiness and pleasure. Make sense of this crazy world. And to us He gave us the manual, the instruction book. And it's transformative, it's fulfilling, it's insightful, it's enriching. And therefore, besimcha gedola, this bracha recognizes the gift of having the secret code. We have the instructor's manual. We have access to find meaning and purpose in our lives. An incredibly, incredibly special bracha. When is it meant to be said? If you look at different siddurim, you'll see Birchas HaTorah appears sometimes after Birchas HaShachar, sometimes after Elokai Neshama, sometimes between Ashiyatzer Elokai Neshama, the Vilna Gaon held that the bracha should be recited after Birchas HaShachar. He sees a continuity in their themes. But others, in the new siddur that we have and the old siddur that we had, it appears after Elokai Neshama, before Birchas HaShachar. The truth is we're saying Birchas HaTorah, not part of the siddur. Birchas HaTorah are not part of davening, even though the Rambam places them there, but they're the bracha we recite before we learn. And this is critically important. We begin our day not with some lip service to learning. We're not reciting Birchas HaTorah because somewhere there's a group of scholars who sit and they learn. Somewhere there are Rabbanim and Mechanchim and Poskim who sit and learn. So we say this bracha in tribute to them. No, we're saying the bracha because we're about to learn. We begin our day by joining a community of learners. We're going to follow Birchas HaTorah with Psukim, Mishnah, and Gemara, which is exactly what obligates the Birchas HaTorah. So we start our day, it's not part of davening per se. We begin our day by making a statement. It's not theoretical, it's not a ritual, it's not a tribute. We're actually engaged in Talmud Torah, we're studying Torah, and that precipitates or obligates us to say these special brachas. Chavetz Chaim and the Meshech Chochmah both write independently that just like a sofer, just like a scribe has to say L'Shem Hashem, to achieve L'Shma, in order to reveal his intent is pure before he writes the Torah, he has to recite words. We're about to learn Hashem's Torah. It's so sacred, it's so pure, it's so special. And we have to be so concerned that we not manipulate or distort or misrepresent. So the L'Shma, the L'Shem Hashem, before learning Torah, is Birchas HaTorah. Just like the sofer who writes the Torah, we're writing the Torah on our heart through the learning of Torah. And just like the sofer, before we learn it and write it on our heart, we have to affirm our commitment to L'Shma through the Birchas HaTorah. So these opinions all assume Birchas HaTorah is what type of bracha? I'll give you a hint. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. So the text of the bracha itself sounds like it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, like you make a bracha before you put on tefillin, before you light candles, before you sit in the sukkah, before you blow the shofar, and so on. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, why do women recite Birchas HaTorah? It's not a progressive thing for women to recite Birchas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch codifies. But the Gemara in Kiddushin says women are exempt from the formal mitzvah of Birchas of learning Torah. So if women are exempt, from the formal obligation of learning Torah. Why are they included? Why does the Shulchan Aruch mandate that women too look at an all-woman sitter? Birchas HaTorah isn't there as well. So Beis Yosef says, maybe women are exempt from the formal obligation to learn all the areas of Torah, even those that don't apply to us. But women have an obligation to learn that which they're responsible for. How is one to be held accountable for the observance of halacha if they're ignorant, uneducated about the halacha? So anyone who's obligated in halacha is obligated to become educated on the halachas that they are accountable for. So women are obligated in Talmud Torah, not the formal Torah, not the Torah of areas that don't apply practically, but practical halacha is an obligation, says the Beis Yosef. So when they say vitzivanu, they too are commanded to learn Torah relevant to the halacha that applies to them. The Grizz, the Brisker Rav, Rav Elvel says no. The reason women recite Birchas HaTorah is because it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Women are exempt from the formal mitzvah. If it was a Birchas HaMitzvah, they wouldn't recite it. Says Rav Elvel, why do women also recite it? Because it's a Birchas HaShevach. It's a bracha, praising Hashem. We've got the instruction manual. We've got this treasure. We've got the code. We've got access to finding meaning and purpose and happiness in life. And that's not only for men. This is for the Torah at large. So women too, as a Birchas HaShevach, in gratitude, they too recite Birchas HaTorah. The Stipler has a third opinion. Not a Birchas HaMitzvah, not a Birchas HaShevach. But the Stipler says, if you look at the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph, it draws a comparison between Birchas HaTorah and another bracha. Maybe the only other bracha that's biblically mandated. Which bracha? Gemara compares it to? Benching. Compares it to benching Birchas HaMazon. In fact, the Chinuch says these are the only two brachas that we recite that are D'oraisa. The Ramban says Birchas HaTorah is D'oraisa. So Stipler says from the comparison of Birchas HaTorah to benching, you see that Birchas HaTorah is a sort of Birchas HaNen. You're not allowed to consume something in this world and take it from Hashem without a bracha. Can't walk out of a store with something without paying. You can't enjoy Hashem's world without paying. We pay in the form of a bracha. We recite a Birchas HaNenin. Stipler suggests maybe Birchas HaTorah is a type of Birchas HaNenin for the delicious Torah we're consuming. I make a shahako before the coffee. I'm sorry, I make a Birchas Mazon after I eat, but Birchas HaTorah I say before I learn. So he explains, because when it comes to food, we only appreciate it when it's in our belly. After we've eaten it, then we say, oh, that was good. Just looking at it, it's not enough to be able to bless it. We bless it when our stomach is full. So Birchas HaMazon is after we've indulged in eating. But intellectual, when it comes to Torah, even before we've consumed it, we can already say the Birchas HaNenin. That's why they're in opposite directions. But the Stipler suggests it's a form of a Birchas HaNenin. So whether it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, the blessing on a mitzvah, whether it's a Birchas HaShevach, whether we're simply acknowledging and praising Hashem for this incredible gift, or a Birchas HaNenin, we're making a bracha because the Torah is delicious and we're so happy to be able to consume it. Either way, it's a bracha, me'ula shebebrachos. It's an incredibly important and special bracha. And beginning tomorrow, we'll go through the words in depth.